It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, it is time for PMI. We love doing this every day. We send you on your way every morning with a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting for you guys to think about. Who got to pee?
I got the pee.
You got to pee.
And just about anyone can get a free horse from the government.
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
What?
I know. With the what? Wild Horse and Burrow program, it is actually really neat. You can adopt or purchase the horsies. And, of course, there are some stipulations. You've got to be able to take care of the horse. But there's an application.
Well, obviously, right?
I know. They're not
so
just
if you have an apartment,
given,
don't
yeah.
go get a horse.
Yeah, you can't.
But it's a two-bedroom.
I know. You can't keep it in the spare room. It needs hay. But there is an application and everything on the website that you can go
what?
Check out, fill out if you think it, you know, fits your fancy. But I just thought this was so neat because there are so many wild horses in America, in the United States of America. So they've kind of wrangled them up, if you will, and you can
so
adopt
it's a wild
or
horse.
Purchase one. It's a wild horse or burro, but again, you can purchase it and take care of it and give it a good home.
It's
and
a donkey.
Yes,
I want a donkey.
I want a donkey too.
Are burros the same as donkeys?
They
are,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes, I believe
they?
So. I
it's
think so.
Donkey.
Let's Google.
Get on
Google.
Hey, Alexa.
Yeah. Hey, Alexa, is a burro a donkey?
It doesn't matter. It's an animal that you can put like a heavy pack on.
And are they the same as a pack mule, though?
Yes, burros and donkeys are the same animal, and their scientific name is something I can't say.
What about a mule?
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Yeah, a mule, I think, is different.
A mule is different?
Not the same. That is a cross between a horse and a donkey,
half
donkey.
Oh, they're crossbreeding.
It's only half donkey.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Half
so you
donkey.
Can,
half
you,
donkey.
I am not a donkey, I'm an ogre. So you can get a free horse or burro from the government.
This is free.
That's positive news
today. Well, that's
today.
Great, but like, how much does it cost to maintain the horse?
A lot.
From there on out.
But the horse is
yeah.
free. The
a
horse,
lot.
Of course. So you go get that horse
Do you
for
have
free
to bring your own
yeah.
horse trailer?
I'm sure you can't
oh, yeah.
just get it in the car. Are you going to put it in the back of your truck?
Like, well,
you
maybe.
Have to get
or can
a
you
horse
get
trailer.
It and ride it home?
Maybe.
It's your horse, dude. Of course
yeah,
you can.
I know.
You can ride it
You're
home
gonna
if you
have
want.
To figure this out.
Where do you go to pick the horse up? There's so many
There's
questions,
so many, but
Katie.
You can get to the website and find all of it out. Start with the application process. If you can go from there, you may be in the market.
What
for
is the
free
website?
Horse or burro.
Freehorse.com?
It is freehorse.com.
Horsingaround.net.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. I had this website up. It's the Bureau of Land Management is who
okay.
you're going through. So if
okay.
you search Bureau of Land Management and Wild Horse and Burro Program, all of this should pop up for you. Your application's right there. You're welcome.
BLM, as they call it on the street.
Oh, my gosh.
You're
I don't think so.
Bad.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think so.
I know a couple of people that have owned horses, and they sold them within
They're
a,
expensive.
A year
because
it's cost so much to maintain them.
Yes. But
you got to board them, too. If you don't have your own
yes.
land, you got
to
board
thing,
them.
Though,
it's
if you
expensive.
Do have horses and you're looking for, you know, to add one or two to your, you know, herd.
Collection.
Collection, yes. You can get them for free from the government. Isn't this great?
That's cool.
My
yeah.
daughter might want to join Western Ears. I wonder if we could do the
You've got her riding
a
wild burro.
Horse.
Probably not the
She's
way you wanted to start.
She's the only girl showing up with a donkey.
Poor Lila's on a donkey.
It was free. And she's short. Donkeys are short. It would be
it's
probably
perfect.
Easier to ride around on
it's
a donkey.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine like showing up to work with a donkey and like having your laptop bag on the side of it
See,
and your
I'd
little
keep,
lunch tote?
Yeah, I'd keep the donkey in the HR office where they always
yeah,
get like right across from our office.
You guys,
like,
last year I saw someone go through a Starbucks drive-through on a horse.
See?
Literally.
Why the hell not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's Why not?
Your, it's your, you know, mode of transportation,
they
I guess.
They like lattes, too. Come on.
Nay.
Do they have cup holders, though? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
On the saddle.
On the saddle, bud.
On the
sure
saddle.
Do.
You're right.
Unless
there
you're riding
go.
Bareback.
Yeah.
Which I know you like. All right. I have a minus. I got the M. It's a study. This is coming from Business Insider. A study has revealed that gym equipment contains more bacteria than anticipated. So the free
Ew.
Weights in particular have found to harbor 362 times more germs than a toilet
oh,
seat.
Oh, no.
362 more times than a toilet seat.
Jeez.
I know. Ugh. Well, you think about how many hundreds of people are touching those weights every week, and they're sweating on them and snotting on them.
This is why I don't go to the gym.
This is why you won't catch me at the gym.
It's
exactly.
The one reason.
There are many reasons.
Do you even lift, bro?
No, I do not.
Not like that.
Do we even germ, bro?
Yeah.
So they said, additionally, exercise bikes and treadmills are very high, too. 39 and 74 times more bacteria than cafeteria trays and public sinks.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I mean, that's disgusting. So when they have those little spray bottles that, you know, you can squirt on your equipment at the gym and wipe it down before you use it, you probably should.
Yeah, and apparently people aren't doing
those
that.
Clorox wipes,
I'll tell you
too,
what.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what changed my life is I worked for quite a few years at a gym in college. And I don't wear short sleeve shirts to the gym.
Yeah.
Because I saw too many rashes come out of that place.
Oh. Yeah, like, I think you can get like ringworm and stuff from
that.
Oh,
yeah.
The stuff you can
staph
get.
Staph infection.
And yeah. Then, yeah, you see
MRSA.
Like, yes.
I don't even know what MRSA is.
Oh, you don't want to know, buddy.
I don't want to.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, like the guys that would stand up from the machines and you just see the sweat marks on the back and they just walk away like,
ew.
It's nothing.
Oh, come on, people.
What's that meme we saw the other day, though? Bacteria is the only culture some people have, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Let them have it.
And then think about those bike seats. Like,
oh, I know, with the
disgusting.
Butt.
Disgusting.
Butt and stuff.
I know, right? Like
all your fluids. Ugh.
Every fluid.
That's your gender fluid.
So gross. So
nasty.
Gross. Anyway, so wipe that stuff down because it be dirty. Who's got the eye? Josh, you got the eye.
I have the eye.
What
if
you got?
If you guys want to be rich in life, you got to have rich friends. A study shows that a study found 27 million, so large study, 27 million Facebook users and IRS tax returns.
Yes.
The data showed that having rich friends actually increases your chances of being rich. And it's not because you're mooching off of them. It's kind of the study of like you kind of become the five people that you hang out with, like the conglomeration of them, the summation of them. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, obviously. If you have friends that have good habits, let's say you have healthy friends that want to, you know, go running.
Go to the gym, bro.
Go to the gym. Yeah, which I guess isn't healthy. But you kind of start to do the things that they do. Well, it's the same thing with your finances. If you have a bunch of friends that just want to, you know, party and blow their money on, you know, whatever.
Hookers and blow.
That is one thing that will not make you. And donkeys.
Free donkeys.
That's one thing that will make you not rich. But if you having 10% high income friends is associated with having yourself a 5% higher chance of having
in
your savings account and everything like
that. Because you're learning like how to be a productive member of society from your friends.
You're watching them
save money.
And
probably like investment strategies
and
all that.
That's the thing. Yeah, it could be you become more affluent because your friends could give you investment ideas on how to use your money properly instead of, like Jeremy said, blowing it on hookers and
hookers, blow, and donkeys.
And I'm sure there's some jealousy involved in that, right? Because when you see your friends or you want to
be at their level, right?
Yep. Like, you don't want to be the scraggler in the group. Like,
no.
You don't want to be, you know, like, oh, everybody's got to take care of Katie. You don't want to be that person.
I was just going to ask, right? Who's the scraggler in our group? But I think you just answered it.
There's no.
I love Josh. He doesn't want to agree.
I'm the scraggler, Jim.
No, it's definitely
you're so
Katie.
Sweet,
I'm the
Josh.
Scraggler.
It's definitely Katie. Goodbye. Do we do it? Do we dip our toe into this just a little?
Yeah, I feel
who'd you
like
vote
we
for, guys?
Stand up. I know.
Just a little bit.
It's got a good beat, right?
Oh.
Let that beat drop.
Not bad. Let that beat drop. 8% of Americans are attending an election watch party tonight. Are you guys doing that?
No.
Watch party!
Maybe for the Avalanche, right?
Yeah, I'll do the Avalanche.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I could see myself doing that. I was not invited to one, but I think I would probably go to a watch party.
You like this stuff,
though. I like this kind of stuff. I said earlier that I'm a political slut, which is very shocking to say.
Little
but yes.
ears, Jer.
Little ears. Sorry, guys. Sorry, kiddos. But yeah, I'll be up late. I'll be watching all the results trickle in. I just dig the process. You know, it's just what makes this country great.
The process? What do you mean? Of just every
just going
news
out and
station
voting.
Going, this can't happen. This could happen. This
I
can't.
Know.
I mean, we already voted. We did our
It's
part.
All very toxic, but just it the is. Process of this and the democracy aspect of it. I like all of it.
Yeah.
I still like America, Josh.
I love America. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Love
so
America.
I'll be watching. I'm going to make sliders tonight. Just
yay.
So you guys know.
Fun.
I'll be munching on some sliders, watching the news results.
Yeah. What time should I come over?
hey. I'll bring gummy bears.
Gummy
there
bears.
There we go. Yum. I'm actually so excited to try those.
I know.
So they are talking about how Gen Zers are kind of ruining the process because with their ballots, they're writing in various candidates that have nothing to do with politics. A lot of Taylor Swift is coming in. What was the gorilla that passed away?
Harambe. Rest in peace, buddy. Yeah.
They're writing in like Mr. Beast and just.
Oh my gosh.
They're not taking it serious at all.
Watch Taylor win the popular vote.
I know.
She's going to win the popular vote. That is so funny. She's like, somehow I became president.
I'm on my presidential journey.
I have to cancel my Eras tour because I'm now the president.
She wraps up her Eras tour actually soon. Thank goodness.
Oh, she's got time then. We're good.
There we go.
President Tay Tay.
57% of people say that this could be the most important election of their lifetime.
It's every year.
We hear that
every single year. A lot of people, almost 30%, want a pet-owning president. So they'll just vote for whoever has a pet coming into office. And then, Josh, here's one for you. 79% of Republican men would have sexy time relations with a Democratic woman.
Okay. The stats are out on that.
What's she look like?
But on the flip-flop, 38% of Democratic women would have relations with a Republican. So
they're
basing the relationships off of their political party.
Again, what does he look like?
I'm waiting
for marriage,
Jeremy.
I'm waiting for marriage. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Katie, would this determine in your land of dating like who you would date based on their political affiliation?
No, I definitely try and keep that out of the equation. But if it is somebody's entire personality, if they post about it on social media, that's what I'm saying. Either side, left or right. If you are just, that's all you think, talk, and put out there, like, I don't have time
such
for that.
Such a turnoff,
I don't
right?
have time for that.
The mega hat stays on in bed.
What are you? Are you hat fishing me? Get out of here.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
So you would just, you would be with somebody on the opposite side.
Absolutely.
That's a dumb way to judge someone, to be honest.
It is. Yeah, it is. I think that you can get along with every, like, we all have the same outlook or the same common goals, I feel like, to a certain point. And after that, I don't think that all of that matters a whole lot. You know what I mean? Like, it matters. It matters. It matters, especially to a certain group of people. But for me, I don't take all that into consideration while I'm deciding.
You're open-minded of you.
Thank you.
You're so grown up.
Oh,
Katie's just voting for a piece of that ass.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.